Thank you for holding. Is this Mason?
Yes, this is Mason.
Hey, Mason. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
So far, so good. Coffee's kicking in. We're in Orange County, so we're just getting started. It's 9:25. Okay, let's see here. I got your profile pulled up. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing, though, or how any of it works?
Yeah, I don't really know anything about it. I mean, she said something about Google.
Yeah, you never looked into SEO services before?
What is it?
SEO, search engine optimization for the business?
Nah.
Huh. How long have you been in business?
I just worked off of, like, referrals and stuff, like, a few months.
Oh, wow. But you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
Yeah.
Gotcha. What led you to do that?
I actually don't know. I just started here, like, a month ago.
Gotcha.
And they were already doing it.
Oh, okay. So you're not the owner of the company?
So I am. But, you know, I just got brought on.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
but I have a partner.
Gotcha. Okay. So the first page placements on Google, I mean, there's only three guys that pop up if you do a search for any of the services you provide. It's called a Google Places placement right next to the map. That's where we're talking about listing you. If you actually go like three more spots underneath those top recommended guys in the area, there's a Home Advisor listing there, and you're actually on that list, like 12 people. But the leads that they get from Google, they resell to you individually. So if we list you independently on Google, customers can call you directly now. They see your name, address, phone number, call your business direct without the lead fees or the call fees and dealing with the leads going to three or four other people. So
like when I search up like foreign company near me, like we pop up.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For your local area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't see you for...
I'm doing it from the office.
Yeah. You have like a PIN verification that was already sent there. So it says that you guys were PIN verified before 28577 Buffalo Park Road.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, you have that. The point of the Google Places placement is you want to cover up to a 50-mile radius, and there's up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you're listed for at a time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So flooring would just be one of them. You know, we cover your bases if somebody's typing in hardwood flooring or flooring and contracting, right?
Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You'll see the search results change if you type in hardwood flooring. You'll see two of the guys that are still there for regular flooring, but you won't see yourself.
Yeah. I'm on Google right now just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is this? You're going to, like, get me to the top of Google?
Mm-hmm. You'll be a top recommended option there for Google Places. We also do Google Ads and Google Guarantee. I don't know if you've seen, like, when you type in hardwood flooring and evergreen,
definitely want to get Google Guarantee for sure.
So Google Guarantee, let me see what the lead – it's a pay-per-lead service. It's better than Home Advisor, though, because the leads are handed off to you with the customer live on the line, and they don't actually charge your business the lead fee unless you agree to go out and meet with the homeowner or business owner.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's super nice. And they pre-screen them, too, before they call you, so we know it's like got a pretty good chance of turning into something, or they're not going to waste your time because we won't get paid the lead fee for it anyway if it doesn't end up matching up. They're pretty thorough. So it's $250 just for the application. Okay, you have to do a third-party background screening with Google and our company. So you have to fill out that form. It usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks for my guys to fill out that form and get the background screening completed. And then we go ahead and put you up there. So you'll be able to see yourself up there, but then, like I said, you won't get charged until you actually accept the lead. They want you to start out with a 13-lead budget. The average cost for leads for a flooring pro in this area, on Google, it's saying 67 to 101, which is actually higher than a lot of the ones I've seen before.
I'm sure it's worth it though, right?
Well, I mean, if it's turned into jobs, yeah. I mean, $101 for a flooring job, I mean, it depends obviously on the size of the job, but I'd imagine they're not going to be that high unless there's a pretty significant return on investment. But they're saying here, so 13 lead would be a minimum starting budget. I mean, you're going to want to set aside a little more than $1,000 for a 13 lead budget. The thing is it's not a monthly cost with Google Guarantee. With Google Guarantee, it's like you get the 13 guaranteed leads, and then if you, like, don't accept the jobs, or, like, let's say you don't accept 13 that entire month, it'll roll over. So it's not set to renew until you've exhausted it. Yeah, it's not going to disappear on you out of nowhere.
Okay. What is your guys' company, by the way?
Local Splash. So L-O-C-A-L and then Splash like water. Two words.
Local Splash.
Splash, yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to plug in what your actual budget would be. So let me see here for this. 67 to 101. You want a guarantee of 13 leads per month. Okay, yeah, client's minimum monthly budget. You're going to want to set aside $1,165. But they say with the Flooring Pro leads, they'll insure every single one of your clients for up to $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. So that kind of incentivizes them to go with you too. Google Guarantee is also, yeah, it's telling them like, hey, we've background screened these guys, we've vetted them, they're the best bet. And if something were to go wrong, since we're vouching your credibility, there's a $2,000 insurance that'll cover anything that happens on the job. So they're kind of putting their money where their mouth is too. But to get that started, it's literally just $250. For the application, like I said, it usually takes about 2-3 weeks to complete that background check and screening process. And then you don't get charged until you accept your first lead. So like I said, you could be up there for like 3-4 weeks and you don't accept the lead. You don't get charged that $1,165. But once you accept the first one, they charge the $1,165. And then you have the remaining balance of the other 12 until you've exhausted that.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Okay, is that something that you want to enroll in?
We definitely want to, like, 110%.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, but I want to run it by my partner.
Okay.
Is there any way we can schedule a call, all three of us?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Yeah, so the real only competition we have there is Denver Carpet and Flooring. So that shouldn't be a problem.
I hate them.
Yeah. They're paying a lot, though.
Are they? Yeah. They're always number one when you look them up.
Yeah, they have like a 30 lead budget starting out, so they're, you know, they're setting aside like almost $3,000 for that placement. But I mean, the kind of work that you do, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's a good time where I could give you a ring, get the partner too? So you guys don't want to do the local listing at all?
I'm sure we do. I mean, that's probably better, right?
Well, the local listing's based on availability, and it's not pay-per-lead, though. So, I mean, you have to have a spot open to put you there, but you don't have to, like, pay-per-lead or clicker call, because Google limits the amount of guys that the partners can work with. That one's $299 month-to-month on a flat rate. Like I said, that's 50-mile radius, 15 keywords.
That's not even that much money.
$299 is not a lot. It's about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. I think it'd be a good idea to start out with that, and then if you want to grow and do the Google Guarantee later, you could always go that route too, from a cost efficiency standpoint. At least we already have a couple months under our belt working together. It's a lot easier to go through your background screening too if we already have the local listing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Can we do Wednesday at like 11:30
for the Google Guarantee? So the local listings are different than the Google Guarantee. If you want to do the local listing, I would have to sign you up for that today. If you want to do the Google Guarantee, I could call you back and we can go through that with the partners.
Yeah, so like What do you mean, like, we have to do it today?
Well, because the Google partners, we're only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So the people that are up there now are working with a different Google partner. We only have one spot open within our company, but when it happens, they give us the qualified candidates list, and then my reps, like Lulu that you were talking to, for example, they just go down the list until we fill the spot. So once we fill it, we have to close it out. We can't just work with like 100 of you guys in one area.
Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Which is better than Home Advisor. I mean, Home Advisor is going to have like 20 of you in the same area, and they're going to charge you for leads when they're selling all of you the same lead. So I'm like, if you guys could do anything with Home Advisor, then I feel like that $299 is going to wind up saving you a ton of money. Then once you get rid of them, then you can advance into Google Guarantee, and you know, be a lot better off as a long-term solution just to have people calling you directly through the search engine than to go through that system.
Yeah, I get it. I want to do this. I just don't have the company card on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, securing the listing is the only way that we would take it off the board. I sent you an article from the FTC, too, if you talk to your guys about, like, leaving Home Advisor's program. That's just for you to have in there. I've worked with a lot of people who have used them before, and they're always, like, trying to get their money back and stuff. It turns into a headache. But usually if you fill out that form, it'll kind of fast-track that process.
And you said you sent that to me?
Yeah, I texted it to you.
To this number?
Oh, yeah, never mind. It's saying error code.
Yeah, this is the office phone.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to send it to, like, a cell phone number?
Yeah, can you?
Okay. I'm ready.
267.
267.
259.
3105. Yeah, that would have helped if you could have seen everything. I was sending you over, like, the pricing page and stuff so you can actually... Yeah, I thought you were looking at it.
No. Yeah, this is... where the hell is my phone?
So, I'm trying to understand. So, like, you just, like, became one of the owners recently?
Partnered with them? Yeah, a long ago.
Okay. So the company was around for a while, though.
I think, like, less than a year.
Yeah, because it looks like somebody set up your Google business profile. Like, you guys were doing one of these at one point, and then it's currently not active with a Google partner.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I set that up, like, last month. I'm not sure, though.
And you just created the Google business profile? And then did the verification? Because they do have the address on file for you guys.
Yeah, I don't think I finished it. That's why when...
Oh, yeah, there's a form.
What's her name?
Yeah, Lulu, yeah.
Lulu, yeah. When she said it, I was like, yeah, like, we need this.
Yeah, there's a form that you're supposed to complete. It's pictures needed for Google verification form. Let me see if I can send this over. It's like the first thing we do with all of our clients. We let them know that we're working with them to solicit the space, and then we do this advanced verification. That's why I was saying it's a lot easier to get you approved for Google Guarantee if you have this completed, but you're not, I mean, obviously if we did the local listing, you'll have it all done and up there. They already know that we're managing the Google business profile, so it's a lot easier conversation to have. It's a pretty smooth transition.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I mean, but it's super easy to pass the background screenings. I mean, as long as you don't have, like, felonies, you know. I even had a guy who had, like, a DUI, and then they still, like, passed his background screening because he didn't have any, like, bad reviews or any like, felonies.
Yeah, I don't think that should be an issue at all.
Hey, you never know, man. You don't know the people you're working with till you know.
I guess I'll find something out.
Hey, 250, we'll find out. No, I'm just joking. That's funny. So, no, normally our pricing for a platinum package is usually $299 $599, but I reduced it to $299 because you already have your own site and everything, so it's not like we're going to have to build your own site for the local listing. it's really just a matter of like having that essential package, and then I threw in the additional bells and whistles in the platinum. So you get Facebook advertising, being local, the popular directory submission for all your online listings. So like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. Those would all be part of the package as well. So that way we're like a one-stop shop for all the marketing and advertising. You don't have like 100 different bills floating around, 100 different phone numbers to keep track of.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it has an app too that you could download, and then it'll pipeline all the leads that you're getting there without you having to pay per lead with the local listing.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I feel like if you guys could do anything with Home Advisor, it'd be a no-brainer for you. That's kind of why they had you at the top of the qualified candidates list anyway. Most of the time, the guys just jump into that because their local listing isn't producing, or they just don't have a local listing. So, I mean, obviously having people call you directly and not having to pay for each individual one would be it better. You guys, it says right on your site that you charge like $320 for an estimate.
Does it say that still?
Yeah, estimate fee of $320 for a consultation.
I know. We used to do that, but we stopped doing that.
I mean, it's not a bad idea if you have a first page placement, $299 a month. I mean, the first estimate you give, you're already in the dream. Yeah, it makes sense, you know, right away, and then everything after that's just gravy.
So how many leads would I get from that, do you think?
Well, Google doesn't allow us to like guarantee you a certain amount of leads, Mason, because we just put you up there, so like, you know, it's real people in real time, you know. Like I can see, you know, within a 50-mile radius of Evergreen, there's been 1,812 searches that fall within the flooring and tile category, and you have multiple keywords within that category.
Right.
So it's 1,812 phone calls. So, but Google tells us to stay away from that just because, like, they don't want us to say, oh, I'm 100% positive you'll get 20, as confident as I am, and then you get 12, you know, and then you're like, oh, this guy lied to me, you know. So they just they don't want us doing it. Yeah.
Right.
They don't want us doing that, especially because our services are month to month. You know, they want to be as transparent as possible with you guys because, you know, you're not going to maintain a long-term business relationship with somebody if things aren't lining up. They're just going to cancel it. Yeah.
I'm like 100% sold. But
on the local listing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on all of it.
Oh, on the Google Guarantee as well?
Yeah.
Well, we have a Platinum Premier package up, that I could put you in. Or actually, I could put you in, let's see here. Let me go to billing, see what I could do.
I just don't have the company card on me. My partner has it on him. So, like, but you said there's no way we can schedule another call, right?
I mean, you're kind of incentivizing me to do it if you're doing LSA too at the same time. I could put it on hold. It's just they don't usually want me putting listings on hold because it's like if you don't answer, then it's like I basically just wasted like however many hours that they could have been calling out on it. Yeah, but if you do LSA too, it would be $549 to start, and then you won't get charged, like I said, the lead fees for LSA until you accept your first one. You have to go through the background screening. I would say, like, pretty much the first month, your whole expense would just be $549 with a $299 reoccurring, and then obviously your LSA bill on top of that once you start accepting leads. So it would be $549 application fee, and then or $250 application fee, $299 for local. Let me set up a call. You think you can get a hold of them today? Get your partner on the line. I can circle back with you guys like 2:00 Mountain Time.
Yeah, that should work.
Okay, it's like 1 to 2 Pacific Standard. All right, I'm gonna
definitely.
Mason, owner, Green Flooring and Tile. All right, I got you locked in, and then I'll shoot you a text with my direct number and extension too, and then if something changes prior to then or you get him on the line, feel free to call in, okay? But I'm going to put it on a soft hold until we talk at 2:00. Yeah.
All right. Sounds awesome, man.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today. Hopefully I hear from you soon.
Yep. Looking forward to it. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.